Now for another conversation from StoryCorps' National Teachers Initiative. Today, two stories about teachers who went beyond the classroom to help their kids. Our first goes back almost 10 years. Harley Patrick was entering the third grade, and that's where she met Kate Musick, her teacher. At StoryCorps, they looked back on that year.
I didn't have the best home life. My dad wasn't really in the picture, and Mom was doing things that nobody was proud of, like drugs. And one of the most difficult things when I was young was my mom getting locked up. Her not being there was like, what do we do?
One day, you and I came out and we sat down in the hallway and you started talking about something that you had witnessed the night before. And my heart literally was breaking in that hallway. There was nothing more that I wanted to do than to protect you. But I also knew that there were certain boundaries that teachers had to work within. I really tried to figure out a way to help you realize that what you were witnessing was not your fault and that we were there to help you always. And when people reached out to you, you chose to grab onto their hands rather than push away.
Sooner or later, I noticed there's people that care. It's one of the best feelings you could ever have when you're going through rough times at home.
The fact was you had a family outside of the house, and you knew that. And we're still here. And I think you know that we'll always be there for you.
My name is Jose Catalan. I am going to have an interview with my favorite teacher.
My name is Carlos Vizcarra.
I think it started when we went running. I had come here recently.
And after that, of course, you joined the running team and became one of the best runners at school.
I remember you saw me running on a pair of soccer shoes and you told me, are you running in that? You decided to help me and you bought me that pair of shoes. I felt like crying because nobody had done such a great thing for me. That's when I started to know that you would always help me.
Probably because I see a lot of me and you.
Well, we went through the same things in life.
Yeah, coming from a family that doesn't have a lot of money, worrying about your parents being taken away by immigration. Remember that one time that you got very emotional in my classroom after school?
Yeah. You are the only teacher who I trust and I feel confident talking to. I always thought of being a teacher, but I didn't know what a good teacher was until I saw the way you taught.
I would love to mentor you when you start teaching. And I think that you're going to make a great teacher. And I definitely look forward to a long friendship with you.
For me, it's pretty amazing the way you are, not only as a teacher, but as a person too.
That was Jose Catalan with Carlos Vizcarra in L.A. And before that, you heard Harley Patrick and Kate Musick in Hampton, Virginia. More about StoryCorps is at npr.org.
Funding for StoryCorps comes from Capella University, committed to celebrating teachers for helping form foundations in a child's life. Learn more at capella.edu. Major funding for the initiative comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting as part of American Graduate. Let's make it happen.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.